Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would first of all like to thank the rector for the opportunity of preaching on Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, which is extremely important in my own story, because although the actual day is in April, it was, wait for it, drum roll. Thank you. It was 70 years ago on Palm Sunday that I was born. So it's an honor. Thank you very much for the opportunity of preaching on Palm Sunday. And thank you for your leadership in yesterday's parish retreat. It was a time when a very simple message was realized by those of us who attended, and that is that you really cannot value and appreciate the reality of the empty tomb unless, first of all, you stand at the foot of the cross. We all make decisions and priorities in our own lives. And so my question to begin is very simple. How did you honor and experience Earth Hour?
Earth Hour?
It was last night. From 8:30 to 9 o'clock. You remember back in the day when Earth Hour was a major event, and people made a very special effort to honor and respect the Earth by just taking an hour and turning off all the lights. As part of my experience in ministry, I had the opportunity of officiating at a wedding that was appointed for that particular day. And in the midst of the reception afterwards, it was Earth Hour. And so to respect that day, all the lights were turned off, all the candles were lit, and the only music was a talented artist who was playing the acoustic guitar. It was wonderful. It was a moment in time that people made a priority. And so we find ourselves on this Palm Sunday dealing with so much. It is an opportunity and it is a challenge to preach this day because there is a wealth of material to explore in all the readings from Scripture which we have shared. The exuberant Palm Sunday procession. The prophetic words of the prophet Isaiah, the plaintive words of the psalm, the reflective words of St. Paul, and finally, the passion narrative offered by St. Mark. All lead us to that moment when you and I stand at the foot of the cross as witnesses to the sacrifice and death of Jesus. Death is a subject that few people are comfortable talking about. Think about those moments when you've been in the presence of a veteran who has served on the front lines of military conflict. My grandfather, who served as a member of the British Army in the First World War, never talked about the death and destruction that he had witnessed firsthand. His experience and the experience of so many others find expression in the familiar words known to us, which we remind ourselves on every November 11th. To you, from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. Although we did not have to face the blood, mud, and death of the trenches, we are still called upon in our own way to bear witness and to remember the sacrifices which have been made and which continue to be made on our behalf. We are the ones who are called to hold the torch of freedom high in a world darkened by extremisms. Death is a word which causes discomfort. We hear reports of those whose death is the result of military action or terrorism, and either get numbed by the frequency of those reports or simply turn off the news so that our comfortable lives will not be disrupted by the discomfort that the news generates for us. Each loss of life causes pain and grief in the lives of others, which cannot be easily dismissed. Even at a distance, we are witnesses to tragedy and death. We were there. There are some of us worshiping here today who have held the hand of a person who is dying. That intimate moment becomes indelibly etched into our memories as we watch the last moment of life and listen to that last breath. There is no insulation of being aware of this death by reading about it in the newspaper or hearing about it through social media. We are witnesses. We are there. Later on in our service, we will be called upon to share in and remember a moment when bread was broken and a cup blessed with the words, "Do this in remembrance of me." That Passover night when the followers of Jesus gathered in an upper room and the flickering glow of oil lights broke the darkness, we inherited the identity of being witnesses to that moment. We were there. St. Mark's narrative brings us all to the foot of the cross. We are called to witness the pain and the suffering of our Lord. From our vantage point in the year 2024, we know that our personal redemption is the result of this sacrifice. Yet, as we watch the nails being driven into his hands and the spear thrust into his side, it is difficult to feel the consolation in knowing that because of what we are witnessing, Jesus knows only too well what pains and suffering we experience in our own lives. Those who suffered the pain and indignity of slavery found a way in which they could express their faith in song. The cross was a sign which reminded them that Jesus knew their suffering because he had suffered. The cross was a sign that God's presence in their own experience of suffering was a reality upon which they could depend. God's presence was a reality upon which they could depend. It is a reality upon which we can depend. And so now, as we begin our journey through these days of Holy Week, and as you remain seated, I invite you to join with me in offering a meditative hymn. Were you there? The three verses are printed in the bulletin, which these words call us to claim this moment as we observe this, not only Palm Sunday, but Passion Sunday, as a time when we are called to witness the love which Jesus offers through his sacrifice for each and every one of us.